Wine grape prices at their highest level in almost a decade. That's just one of the findings from the National Vintage Report, which is sparking optimism across the sector, as Caroline Winter reports.
It's news definitely worth popping a cork for, with Australia's wine sector recording its third consecutive rise in crush and purchase price of wine grapes this year. Andreas Clark is CEO of Wine Australia.
What we're seeing here in terms of from the grape grower community is the overall crush is up by 5%, but really pleasingly we're seeing continued lift in prices as well. So some really positive news is coming through to the sector, which is very much welcome after what has been a tough decade or so.
The latest vintage report found the average purchase price for wine grapes rose 7%, the highest in 9 years, with the total value for the 2017 vintage reaching $1.2 billion, up 13% on last year. Reds dominated by Shiraz, Cabernet and Merlot owned 55% of the crush, with Chardonnay dropping 13% but still dominating the whites. Andreas Clark again.
There were a number of regions which were up, places like the Riverland, Barossa and Clare Valley, to name a few. King Valley, Margaret River, the Grampians and Heathcote as well.
He says importantly, demand and supply are in balance, with a surge in exports currently at 56%, soaking up the extra grape production.
We've always been heavily reliant on our key export markets. You know, we've got a loyal but relatively small domestic consumption base here in Australia. So we have to nurture and cultivate the export markets, and it's always been critical to our success. And what we're seeing now is the growth in some of the key export markets. You know, principally a lot of the growth has come out of China, but we've also seen some strong growth in the US as well, and at various other price points, the market like the UK.
Peter Simic is editor of Wine State magazine. He says traditional big varieties like Shiraz, Cabernet and Chardonnay may be great for exports, but they're not the variety of choice among the domestic and particularly next generation of wine drinkers.
There seems to be a shift towards more mid-weight wines that perhaps go better with the cafe-style foods. We've changed from going from big dinner events to more middle-of-the-road, sharp and fast lunches, and even dinners now tend to be a couple of courses. So I think the wines now reflect that change.
He says there's a great amount of experimentation being enjoyed in Australia, particularly with different wines like Fiano or Montepulciano, which has somewhat segmented the market.
It's almost like society, you know, how we now have the bloggers and we have, the sort of multitude of experts out there. It's the same sort of, scene that we're in now with wine, where everybody has a different favourite, a different point of view. It's very much segmented.
That's Wine State editor Peter Simic ending Caroline Winter's report.